When the Trinitarian Bible Society started, its basis was to further the glory of God through the circulation of the Word of God among all nations, seeking the salvation of our fellow men. And since 1831, we've been involved in the publication and distribution of the Word of God among many nations. And today, the Lord's goodness, the work has prospered, and we see the work flourishing in different parts of the world. We have a great desire for every man, woman, and child, if it were possible, to have the Word of God in a faithful, reliable translation in their hands.
We currently have over 40 translation projects. Some of those will be for major world languages, such as Spanish, French, Chinese. Others would be for minority languages, such as the Mongolian, the Nepalese. In some cases, these translations were prepared by the Society. In other cases, they were prepared by others. In all cases, they were translated from the best texts, the Hebrew Masoretic text of the Old Testament and the Greek Textus Receptus of the New Testament.
Here at Trinitarian Bible Society USA, we are carrying out two different language translation or revision projects. We have a team working on the Chinese language translation, and we are also working on an in-depth revision of the Reina Valera 1909 Spanish Bible, in which we are carefully comparing the Spanish text with the original Hebrew and Greek, and restoring the textual fidelity of the Reina Valera Bible, originally published in 1602. The last few years we've been undertaking a new translation of the Chinese Bible. We published very quickly the Gospel according to John online, and then last year we were able to publish the Gospel in print.
At the Trinitarian Bible Society, we publish reliable Bibles and scripture items in more than 30 languages. We know that the most important thing about any Bible is its contents and the text, and that's why we only use the Hebrew Masoretic text and the Greek Received text and principles of formal equivalence in translation. But we also know that the construction of the Bibles is important. Some people may only have one Bible that needs to last them their whole lifetime. So we make sure that our Bibles are strong and durable. We distribute millions of Bibles and scripture items throughout the world each year. When I first came to the Trinitarian Bible Society, the thing that excited me most was walking around this warehouse and seeing boxes of Bibles. I couldn't read most of them, but I was so excited to see so many copies of the Word of God in one place. But we don't want to keep them in one place, we want to send them out to the nations of the world. Bibles, New Testaments, Gospels, scripture calendars, other items. And in this warehouse, you can see piles and piles of boxes full of Bibles in tens of languages.
I represent, as a deputation speaker, the work of the Trinitarian Bible Society throughout Scotland, Ireland, and the north of England. And usually in my talks, I focus on several aspects of the work of the Society. One being to promote Bible translations which are accurate and trustworthy. And when I promote this aspect of the work of the Society, I will begin by focusing on our translation projects and by showing them what the TBS are working on. It opens their eyes to the need for accurate translations. So that would be one of the tasks, to emphasise the work that we are doing. We seek to uphold the Protestant doctrines of the Holy Scriptures and the Holy Trinity, and unashamedly we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we are the Trinitarian Bible Society. We hold the doctrines that came out of the Reformation, this year of course being the 500th anniversary of the occasion when Martin Luther nailed the theses, 95 theses, on the gate of the Castle Church in Wittenberg. It's been a marvellous opportunity to stress the restoration of the biblical doctrines of justification by faith alone, in Christ alone, by grace alone, based on Scripture alone, for the glory of God alone.
Our prayer is that God will impress His truth upon their minds and write it upon their hearts, that they might be, by His grace, converted unto Him.